Let's bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Nice, quiet morning for a change.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to get the weather that would be most ideal to slowly break up that ice jam in Kent.
Yeah, it looks that way. First of all, what's your estimate? How much did you wind up with?
I will say we got, depending on where you were, anywhere from 8 to 10 inches yesterday. You were absolutely right in the morning when you said there was going to be an additional 1 to 3 inches. There was an additional just about 3 inches.
Okay, cool.
It snowed right until about, I'll say, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Right. All of that was on schedule, so that was really, really good. That worked out.
What was really on schedule, though, was that the guy you're talking about who passed away,
right?
He was dead right.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, yep. I'm telling you, that's, you know, as one of my colleagues told me a couple of days ago, he said, you really have to send me a copy of that book. I said, well, it's like 164 pages. I said, and it's not, you know, it's bound. It's a bound book. I said, I don't know how I would possibly copy that. He said, that book has got to be worth a lot of money, not really money. The quality of that book has got to be worth everything. He said, because I bet you there's not too many people who have that. I said, well, it wasn't, you know, there's no Library of Congress seal or anything like that. This was something that he sent me personally, and it was done in 1943.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is. Very amazing. Okay, so our weather, not too amazing, thank goodness. Sunny to partly cloudy. 30 to 35 today, back to 10 to 15 tonight, mid-30s tomorrow, 45 to 50 partly sunny Saturday, sun and clouds, mid-40s Sunday. On Monday, we will have another front approach. Now, let me talk about this one. The storm that's going to come out of the Colorado Rockies is going to head up toward, let's say, Wisconsin. That storm is going to bring quite an array of weather to especially the middle of the country. I could see a blizzard for portions of the plains into the upper Midwest coming Sunday and Monday. And then its front is going to cause showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could be really severe as it moves across the plains in the Mississippi Valley. Well, as that front moves this way on Monday, it will, of course, be cloudy, and we'll get rain, but the rain could start as a wintry mix on Monday, but I don't think it's going to be in the morning. It'll be in the afternoon, and then it will go to rain, and it could end Tuesday as some snow. And then it gets colder behind it, but not as cold as the recent spells. So that's the good news there. We should not experience one-fourth of the weather that they will be experiencing out in the plains late this weekend and early next week.
When's our next shot at snow?
It could be Tuesday as the cold front goes by, but it wouldn't be a lot.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a lot. So that's the good news there. And, you know, as you said, at least this milder weather will help the ice break up and hopefully all's well that ends.
You know who was in town the other day?
No idea.
Cantori.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, looking at the ice jam, and they're coming back again because ice jams aren't rare, of course. They happen all the time, but it's really rare when an ice jam gets completely freed loose from like Vermont and New Hampshire and everything with that 60-degree weather we had and rain, and then comes down and forms where it is in the Housatonic. And, you know, they did measure it. In some sections, that ice is 12 feet thick. That's just amazing.
Amazing. And you know, Joe is from, I believe, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So I guess, he's fortunate to get these assignments because he gets a chance to visit back home. But Joe's one of the guys that I admire a lot. I really think that he is just one fine meteorologist. And sometimes he does get a little bit overexcited, you know, weather situations. But aside from that, he does know his stuff, and I like him a lot. I really can't say that about too many colleagues that I have in this field, unfortunately.
No. No, but anyway, but the weather's got a nice slow melt where the water finds its way underneath and slowly breaks it up is what they're looking for. And it looks like, knock on wood, hopefully that's what's going to happen over the course of the next 4 or 5 days. And not a lot of precipitation, just a little bit of precipitation. So that's what they're looking for.
I think that's great that, yeah. You know, if it happens that way.
Well, it's the Kent School, the private school, is evacuated because it's just surrounded by ice.
Wow!
It's surrounded by ice, and Route 7 is closed. And even once the ice jam breaks and goes away, the State Department of Transportation is going to have to check the roadway because we all know, ice brought down the Titanic, so you can imagine what it can do to a roadway. It's been on the roadway now for almost a week. And it moves, it doesn't just sit, it moves a little bit, so it's going to be interesting to see if there's any damage to the roadway that they're going to have to repair.
That's pretty cool, and by the way, last night at around 8 o'clock, I was thinking about you, so if your ears were ringing, it was me, because as I'm sitting here in the weather center, I take a look over to my computer on the left, and I see these little dots going around and around and around. I'm saying to myself, now what? And underneath it says, please be patient while we update your Windows 10. I said, oh, my God. Please don't let anything happen to the... And that computer is the computer that Skype is on and our accounting, like you. Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, but of course, we have it all backed up on memory cards and stuff like that.
Well,
but anyhow, I watched it, and it took about 45 minutes, and then it gave me all these new things that it's adding, and I just X'd right out of it to get back onto the screen. And so far, so good there.
Well,
so,
we get our computer back, so we can start. We can send out December bills today when we get the computer back. December bills.
Gee.
But Lloyd's of Salisbury did a lot of work on us, and when it comes back, not only are we going to keep local, but we're going to hire a company for $60 a month to automatically every day get the information and store it as well. It's worth the $60 a month.
It really is.
We hate the cloud, but you know what? In a case like this, where something like this happened, we're going to have other backup on top of our own local backups.
I totally agree. And my friend David from the lake, I told you he helped us out the last several years with the movie because he used to be an audio man on Broadway.
Yep.
And he is also a professor of wood making. He's not teaching anymore. I called him last night, and him and his wife may be coming here Saturday because she wants to learn editing, video editing. And our director has offered to teach her. So when he gets here, I asked him if he would take a look at the mixer that's processing this mic and the whole bit and make sure all the readings are right. He said he will do that. But he suggested, like you, he listened to a clip. And he said, definitely acoustics. So he said, there's no doubt about it, Pat. He said, make sure you order the little acoustic thing that you recommended. He said, and I will check it out and make sure that all the settings on the mixer and everything like that are working the way they should. We'll see how that works.
There you go. My advice is correct again.
Yes, that's what he said, right? It's the same thing you did. Yep, good. Good, Marshall. So yeah, so that's it. So I'm kind of glad. I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and I don't have to worry about the weather for at least another 3 or 4 days.
Well, I'm looking at a day. You know, like I've got a busy taping day, but it's going to be a relaxing day. It's going to be a relaxing day because I've got a doubleheader. I think I have to come back here at 3 o'clock. But still, today's going to be a day where I move at a snail's pace. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep, Pat.
Yes.
We'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
You will. I will be here with bells on, and you have a good day, Marshall.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.